Seems like we're hearing more and more about the Omicron variant, and now it's in El Paso County. Let's go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with the medical director, the interim medical director with El Paso County. Chris Urbina is joining us right now, and thank you for joining us. We appreciate your time very much. Let's talk about this Omicron variant now in El Paso County. The man who has been detected as the first case is in his 40s. What's the latest on this case? And let's talk about how people should prepare even more than what they're doing now.
Great question, Dan. Glad to be here. As you know, I'm a family doc, and I've been around for a long period of time in Colorado. Let's just first talk about what we know about Omicron. It's a new variant. It's likely to be more infectious than Delta. It can evade our immunity from a previous infection or vaccination. And our current monoclonal antibody treatment is less effective. We're unsure if it's more serious infection. We're watching that very closely. It's a fairly new variant in the world. So far in South Africa, it's spread rapidly, and we're starting to see that spread here in the United States and, of course, here in Colorado. Fortunately, the young man that in his 40s, as the first case in El Paso County, has recovered. He was vaccinated, but don't let that worry you. That it can Omicron virus can affect people that are previously infected, or who are not vaccinated or vaccinated, which is worrisome to all of us because that means that there are things that we can do to protect ourselves. And let's talk about those if you want to, Dan.
Absolutely. So let me understand just a couple things. First of all, as you said, if you previously had coronavirus. You previously had it, and then let's say 90 days after that, you got your shots, and you got everything protected. That from that standpoint, are you now suggesting that those people who got it plus they got the shots have a chance of getting Omicron to boot?
Yes, I am saying that, and I think that's the challenge with this new variant. It can evade our immunity. Whether or not we develop that immunity from a previous infection or our current vaccinations. That's why we're recommended, if you haven't had a new vaccine, get vaccinated. If you've had your vaccine, get your boost.
Absolutely.
And also continue to wear a mask indoors, avoid people that are sick, and if you're sick, get tested. So we're all in this together, and we can protect ourselves, but we all have to do our part. We still have lots of people in El Paso County who are not vaccinated, who don't have their booster. So I think we can do that at least and try to prevent that. If you do have all of those, then I think wearing a mask is completely appropriate indoors.
And we've got about 40 seconds left. I know that that's not much time to answer this next question, but I guess now the focus is on how sick people get from this, correct?
Correct. Now, it's all about prevention. Now, we know that 3 doses of the vaccine will prevent serious illness, hospitalization, and death. So that's worthwhile, getting your vaccine and boost. So we can stop there, but protect yourself by wearing a mask and avoid other sick people. Limit your contact indoors with large groups of people, and I think you can safely protect yourself and enjoy the holidays.
Well, Doctor, we appreciate your time, the interim medical director with El Paso County, and should that become a permanent role, we invite you on. Even if it's not, we invite you on more and more here on KRDO's Afternoon News. Thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Great, Dan. Happy holiday to you.